This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Protests continue in two world hotspots, Belarus and the United States. Often violent demonstrations in the U.S. hit the 100-day mark in the state of Oregon, as have happened nightly since the death of African-American George Floyd while in police custody back in May. Protesters against police brutality gathered Sunday night near a police precinct on the city of Portland's north side. Molotov cocktails thrown in the street during a march sparked a large fire and prompted police to declare a riot. Police confirmed that tear gas was deployed to defend themselves and said 59 people were arrested, ranging in age from 15 to 90. Across the country, in the New York City of Rochester, more than 1,000 protesters gathered for a march led by community elders Sunday night. The mayor there says reforms are coming to the police department as community elders seek to bring calmer minds to a fifth night of demonstrations over the March death of Daniel Prude, a man with mental issues who lost consciousness after police held a hood over his head. At a news conference, the mayor announced the crisis intervention team would move from the police department to the city's Department of Youth and Recreation Services. The police chief says he supports the need for reform. Protests across Belarus entered their fifth week following disputed elections that left longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko in power for a sixth term. Shouting, quote, go away, and, quote, you're a rat, end quote, tens of thousands of demonstrators marched through Minsk Sunday calling for the president to resign. Some in the crowd waved red and white opposition flags. Police and army troops cordoned off the center of Minsk, but it did not stop protesters from marching to the vicinity of the president's residence just outside the city center. This is VOA News.